Anti Clinic, an Indigenous-led sexual health service in Toronto that offers a culturally safe healthcare space for all Indigenous people, in April celebrated their third year in operation. The organization was founded as the Call Anti COVID-19 Indigenous Pathways Hotline in April of 2022 and has evolved to a full midwifery clinic with harm reduction and postpartum support programs. We spoke to Krista Williams, Lenape First Nation community birth worker at the Call Anti's clinic, about the future of the organization.
I think in the wake of, like, what are we, year three or four of a pandemic, like, getting the word out, letting people know that we're here, is still a priority and still something that we're talking about in terms of, like, this is an option, right? Like, you don't have to, you have more options than what you think you do.
Compared to other Indigenous health organizations in Toronto, Call Anti's is young. Being a new organization, they are still growing to accommodate the issues the Indigenous community faces.
I mean, so far, so good. So far, it's been really positive. So far, everyone's been really supportive and really enthusiastic. We definitely are, like, still learning about what it is that we can do to further what it is that we're already doing.
Being new to the scene gives them flexibility to implement specific care for the many Indigenous groups that call Toronto home. Toronto houses many different Indigenous cultures. Not every culture has the same customs, so it is important when giving care to accommodate the different groups. Call Anti's has set up an Indigenous framework that prioritizes client safety and dignity while providing room for their autonomy around decision-making for their health care. It can be difficult due to the variety of different Indigenous peoples and cultures in Toronto.
Instead of assuming what somebody needs just because, you know, they're identifying in a particular way, making sure that there's actually space to say what your needs are. Right? I can only be responsible, or I can only respond to needs that are expressed. I don't want to make assumptions about what safety or what care looks like to somebody. So a lot of it is being humble and asking, you know, what can I get you? How can we make this feel not like it's how it's felt before? Providing some examples, but it doesn't always have to look the same for every single person. And I think the space that we have here really allows for that openness and that flexibility.
For Williams, fostering a space of openness is important to her. She wants a place where her clients can turn to during hard times where they may not have had before.
What happens after these incidents of violence? What happens when people are dealing with grief and loss and trauma? Who do they turn to, right? Like, where are their supports kind of in the behind the scenes? And I think I want to build supports maybe that they didn't have access to and build that now.